Hi, this is Sabrina from the CoverGirls, and you're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life.
Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. Welcome to my podcast, Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. If you don't know anything about me, I've been a recording artist for over 30 years, a radio personality for 22 years now, and a TEDx speaker, and most recently for the last couple of years, a certified master life coach. One of the reasons I decided to do this podcast was because I noticed that a lot of the fans were writing in and they were asking for advice. And I also noticed that my family and my friends were always asking for advice. So I figured, you know, there must be something to this. And I just decided it's a good time in my life now that I'm 52. I have some wisdom. It's a good time to give back. So this is my way of paying it forward. And I hope that by listening to this podcast, you feel inspired, encouraged, and empowered. So today we're going to talk about friendships. What makes a friend? What qualifies someone to be a good friend? What do you do when you have that friend that isn't really a friend? And what about when the friend actually gets on your nerves? How do you handle that? So today, I'm so excited. We're going to be talking to Sabrina from the CoverGirls. But first, here's Wilhelmina with your meme of the week.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week. If you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me, and we can make fun of people together. How's that, Judy?
Well, actually, that's not nice to do, making fun of people.
Yeah, but it's fun when you do it with your friends.
Yeah, but Wilhelmina, this episode's about friendship.
Yeah, but what's more fun than sitting with a friend, drinking a glass of wine, and just making fun of people walking by?
And speaking of which, Judy, you got a nice glass of red wine in your hand today because you have a special guest.
Yes, I have a special guest who brought a special bottle of wine.
Who is a good friend?
She is a good friend. She's someone I look up to. She's someone I truly admire. And, you know, for years, you don't know this, Sabrina, but for years, you were my friend in my head. Because I watch you on social media. You guys have to follow Sabrina Sang on Instagram and Facebook. She is completely motivating. She's a warrior. She's a physical beast. Let me tell you something. During the pandemic, you were killing it. I was like, look at this girl working out. I went backwards. I stopped moving. I stopped moving completely. And there she is doing all these amazing conditioning exercises. Let me ask you, what is it that keeps you motivated to do that? Because during the pandemic, a lot of people got depressed. And, you know, what do you say to yourself?
You know, during the pandemic, I had the opposite. I had time. I never had time for myself because I was, you know, either teaching fitness, coaching people, working outside of the house. And I never truly had time for myself. So it was kind of the opposite effect. Now I had all this time and I took advantage of it. And I wasn't trying to be this great producer of, like, you know, this super ambitious person. I was just like, I have time. And what am I going to do with that? Oh, it's my turn. So I really took that opportunity and just worked out. And I did. And I applied everything that I kind of put out there to my clients, to friends, and it was just like something I just fell into.
Yeah, it was amazing. And dare I say that Sabrina is the only woman that I know who actually has a 6-pack abs.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, you know what I'm saying? It's just true. I'm really like, I look at you and say, my God, what does she say to herself? I need to find that out. You know what I mean? But today, yes, we want to talk about friendship.
Yes,
it was your idea. And I was like, yes, let's talk about friendship. So what do you think are the things that make someone a good friend?
You know, I think what makes a good friend is loyalty. There's like this meme or this quote that I see floating around the internet. And it's basically, I think it talks about what your friends, the measure of your friends and your friendship is what that person says when you're not around. How they speak on you. How do they speak about you? How do they address you when you're not around? And I think that's super important because we get caught up sometimes in talking.
Yeah.
In gossiping.
Yeah.
In bonchinche. In a little, you know, it's just kind of a thing we do. But at the heart of it, it's what is that person saying about you when you're not around? How do they defend you? What do they think of you? Mm. What do they really share when it comes down to it? So I really do believe that we have friends. They come in different colors, personalities, all kinds of moods. But at the heart of it, you can deal with a lot of these moods if this person is going to be there ride or die, whether you're around or not. You know, and that's kind of like the person that you're trusting. You mm-hmm. trust that your respect and your name is in good care and good hands.
That's really good, actually. I never thought of it like that. It's true. The people that you are truly friends with, that you know you would tell anything to, are the ones that you know will never betray you. Yep. They're the ones that you trust, you know. For me, it's the one that I know I can call at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's no questions asked. It's like, where are you? What's wrong? Okay, I'm coming. No questions asked. You know, that to me, when you are at your worst, looking your worst, doing your worst, like I said, it's when they're willing to take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. You know, it's that mm-hmm. that's the kind of friend you want in your life, the person who's going to be there the bad times, not just the good times.
It's not somebody that's friends with Judy Torres. It's a friend of Judy.
Right, exactly. Since you're an artist as well, let's talk about that for a second. Have you ever noticed that people do try to befriend you because of the perks that come along with being your friend?
I don't see that. I don't think that, and I haven't seen that happened as of yet. I don't know if I don't have a wall per se, and you know that I don't. Like, I'm very approachable, but I think that I've done a very good job, and it's taken me a very long time to set boundaries. And in the most respectful of ways, I think I'm able to do that. And I really haven't had anyone kind of, I mean, they'll talk to me a little longer than I really want sometimes. Like if we're at a function, I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, right. But that's it. Like nobody's getting my phone number. Nobody's getting, unless like we have already established. And that kind of takes some time. That takes like seeing each other at shows or kind of being around in a social environment.
But you know something, for the listener who's not an artist, I think it's still important to point out that there will be people that will try to befriend you for the wrong reasons.
Of course, yeah.
They have an ulterior motive. And I think if you listen to what they say mm-hmm. and what they don't say,
yeah,
it can show you what they want out of your relationship, you know? What do you think about, for example, when two friends that you have, that you love, mm-hmm. equally mm-hmm. when they don't get along, how do you handle that?
You just can't fix it. You know, you'll spend your time, and I'm actually in that right now.
You are?
I am. And I've noticed that the more you push it to get fixed and to mend, the more you're going to push someone away, and there's going to be resentment, and it's actually going to hit you. So I just let them have their space, let them be who they are, and then just know, can I curse? No shit talking. Like, that's it. You kind of have to be, that's the hardest part.
I'm laughing because on a previous episode, Judy had an author on a previous episode that called the voices in her head the Itty Bitty Shitty Committee. And I've just been trying to get Judy to say the word Itty Bitty Shitty Committee. But she's such a goody two shoes.
I have no problem with people cursing. You know, as long as it's not overdone, like I was explaining in the last episode. When people curse because they don't have the right word,
yeah,
I don't like that.
It's just
like
gratuitous.
Use it. Ooh, gratuitous, good word. Ooh, girl.
I could have used a dirty word.
Use it when it's going to color your feelings.
Yes.
Use it because you have no other word to express it. But when you just throwing it around like every other word, it takes away its power.
It's ugly, you know? Too.
But you did a good job with the word shit.
Right. You did, and you said it so femininely. Shitty. You said it so like womanly,
Let's not talk
you know?
Shit, please. Ladies.
Oh my God.
I need you not to talk shit behind each other's back.
Oh my God.
It's a ring. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's really hard when you have two friends that don't get along because then, for example, you get invited to a party, right? And one friend did and one friend didn't. What do you do? Or they're both going to the party, but they're like, I'll go to the party, but I'm not talking to so-and-so.
And that's current.
And then you're stuck in the middle. It's stupid.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. I'm not a fan of people getting pushed out of a friend group because of one friend. That drives me crazy. And that hurts me when that one friend is saying, oh, I noticed I wasn't invited to dinner. Was it because of so-and-so? And we used to be fine. I think that that's another thing. The people around you will see how you take care of that person and what you say. Because I won't talk poop.
You can say it. I'm just not going to do it.
In your face. You know, I'm not going to do it. I won't. And that way, that person's just going to know that if it ever came to, I would never. You know, it's like, it's that old saying, listen to what the person's saying. If that person is constantly gossiping, and you know that you're not safe.
Right, because if they talk about other people, and they do it lively and animated, and you know that when you walk away, there's a really good chance they're going to talk about you. Yeah. But that's why there's a fine line, because when you're together with friends, we do gossip. Mm-hmm. But see, I think there's a difference between fun gossip and mean gossip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. you can gossip about, oh, girl, this the other day, this mm-hmm. girl was walking. Let me tell you what she was wearing. But when you name her mm-hmm. or you blatantly make fun of her and you all laugh along, I think that's wrong.
Yeah. There's a mean girl mentality that I think is crossing the line, especially as women. We know better and we know how hurtful it can be. So I think it's one thing to kind of a little bit of chinche, but everyone knows when it's crossing the line. Mm. And just to participate, it says a lot about you. It says a lot about yourself, not the person who you're talking about. So I think that, you know, that's how I handle friends kind of going at it. And you have to give them their space. You have to let them be who they are. And I know you're this amazing mediator. So your nature, you naturally want to help.
I usually try to get the one who wants everybody in the room to get along.
You're the peacemaker.
However, I have finally learned that it just doesn't work all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just have to surrender and let things be. Because you're right. Sometimes the more you try, you end up being the one who gets hurt. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think that I drew a blank.
The wine is kicking in.
And what brand of wine is this, Sabrina? What is this?
So Apothic. I first was introduced to Apothic. It was just like a quick, cheap red. I got tired of buying expensive reds when I'm sitting by myself. I like to drink wine, sometimes alone. No judgment. But I don't want to spend $50 on myself. Mm-hmm. So I started drinking Apothic. And the first one was Apothic Red, and it was a California blend, super sweet. That was fine for me. But now they have other ones, and this is dark.
Well, this is actually good. And typically, I don't like red wine. I'm a sweet white wine drinker. I'm a Riesling Moscato kind of girl. But this is really, really good.
Good. So I'm bringing cheers to the dark side.
So I actually have a question for both of you, but especially you, since you're here. Friendship is important, and it's kind of a little bit with the performance side. How is the friendship respected? Because you could see that the three of you, when you're on stage, you and the other two cover mm-hmm. girls, have such a love for each other, a rapport. And I believe, just from knowing you guys over the years, if I didn't know you and watching your shows, I would really think you guys like are the best of friends. So how does that rapport build? And how should people that want to know about that behind the scenes see what really goes on as far as the friendships go?
We really do like each other. And you've been, I mean, most of the time we're sharing a dressing room.
We get thrown in the same dressing room a lot. Yeah, we do.
And I think it's because people get it. We like each other.
Yeah.
And between Evelyn, Lorraine, and I, well, I grew up with Lorraine. So that was like a natural. She's my bestie. She like, I mean, we're childhood friends. You know that childhood friend that knew you when mm-hmm. you were just. Mm-hmm. So I grew up. But Evelyn, that's real. That's real. And don't get me wrong. We've been together in a relationship for 18 years now. We've been touring as the cover girls for 18 years. And there were times that the three of us were on the phone hashing it out. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. You know, that's the difference. And that's the respect we always gave each other. There's going to be problems. You know, things are going to come up. We're not going to all agree, especially when you come on stage and you're like, you know, it's just not going to happen. But we hash things out. We really do. And there's always that one Judy. There's always that one mediator who wants to be the peacekeeper. And when it's a relationship that can be repaired, you're fine. And it's real. And thank God, because we just recently did a show with no audience.
The hardest type of performance, because we rely on the energy of the audience to give us energy.
Yeah. And Judy, mm-hmm. I give you credit, because you've had one-woman shows. Your whole life is a one-woman show. And you don't really, you kind of have to embody and take on all of that energy. I can't even tell you how lucky I was to have those two girls on stage when there's no audience to play with. We just started, we talked like we were in a living room.
But then it shows you too that you can be a different type of performer.
Yes.
And you didn't even know it.
Yes.
That's the beauty of the pandemic.
I was doing stand-up, girl. Were you? I thought I was funny.
That's good.
It was like, is this mic on? Hello?
Hi, everybody. Let's have like a, not a tough conversation, but let's talk about a tough topic among friends, right? There's always a time when you have to call your friend out that their behavior isn't helping them in their life, or they're literally hurting themselves and they're not realizing it. And you have to have that tough conversation, or maybe you don't. What do you think about that? Are you the type of person to say, girl, we need to talk? Or do you just kind of let them sink and then you just make sure you have a lifesaver when you need one?
I am the kind of friend that waits for them to open up. I wait for them to start talking about it. I can watch and observe and I can know that there's a problem. I can be aware that maybe there's untruths. So I wait. But the minute they open up and the minute they give me, they open that door and allow me to, oh, it's on. Mm-hmm. I will be honest. I was called confrontational the other day.
And, really?
But not in a, like a...
Not in a negative way.
Or, mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It was just, it irks me to have something, it would bother me. If someone cuts me off, I feel like I need to talk to that person. Now that's the bad side, but I can't let something fester. And so the minute you give me that opportunity, we're going to have a discussion. Sometimes I'm aware that the person is not ready to receive. And then I just kind of say, all right, well, it's out there now. Mm. So it's up to you to kind of receive it and reflect. And I know we're going to be okay eventually, but if this is what you need right now, it's fine. But I can't be the yes man.
But do you believe that a good friend at times has to have that uncomfortable discussion?
Yes, I think that's the only good friend.
Because there are friends out there that are afraid if they do have that discussion, they're going to upset the person to the point that they'll lose the friendship. So they prefer to just be quiet or ignore, make believe it doesn't even exist.
And, you know, I can't fault that person. I don't judge someone for being a little afraid and a little just not comfortable in being that person. I'm okay and I feel valid in my convictions. I don't think everyone has the power to do that, but I do believe that a good friend is going to tell you things you don't want to hear sometimes. Not always. You don't always want it. Like sometimes you're like, girl, can't you just let me be happy? Can't you just keep it to yourself? But I do think there's a balance. And I don't want people around me who are just going to tell me what I want to hear.
All right.
Oh,
so here's the tough one. You ready?
Are you going to tell me about myself right now?
I'm going to paint the scenario because I know that there's a listener out there going through this right now. I'm positive.
Okay.
You have a friend. They are doing something that you know is going to hurt themselves. Okay. Or scenario B, they're with someone and you see so many red flags and you know this person's going to break their heart. Do you tell them or not?
I start slowly. I see how far I can push it. If they're not in like death danger or in danger where someone's going to, I mean, emotionally, if they're going to get hurt, that's a big part of being hurt. You know, like I don't want to dismiss emotional heartbreak versus like breaking your arm. But I also think this is a hard one because I also feel like everybody, like when you're raising children, you kind of do the best and then you're like, well, you're going to have to learn eventually on your own.
Sometimes you have to let them fall.
Right. Mm-hmm. So an emotional fall and an emotional breakdown, if they're not letting me, they're going to do what they want at the end of the day, no matter what. But if it's a dangerous thing, absolutely. It is your duty.
So in other words, if you see a potential that they're being in an abusive relationship, you're going to call them on it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Please. Yeah. And you know what? To a degree, I'm also that woman that if you see, and I'm in a relationship and you just happen to be out and see that person with someone else, you better tell me. I expect you to tell me.
Okay.
And I am also that person that I kind of will believe it. Mm-hmm. I will never turn on a friend.
So if I said, Sabrina, last night I saw your husband with another woman and they were in a very weird situation. You know, she was against the wall and he was leaning up on her and he was whispering in her ear and they were talking kind of intimately. You would be fine with that. You'd be like, thank you for telling me.
Fine. I'd be like, girl, I'm on my way out. I'll follow up with you. Let me check.
Because there have been instances where friends do tell somebody and then they make up with the guy, they forgive the guy, and then they never speak to the friend again.
Yep.
That's really difficult. That's a hard place to be.
And it happens more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is so shocking because I swear, if you ask most women, they'll be like, no, you better tell me. Then when they're in that situation, like, oh no, that's not true. It's not. You know,
I've had situations where I see a friend of mine literally getting ready to walk into a wall. I'm speaking metaphorically, you know.
The proverbial wall.
Yeah, the proverbial wall. You know, they're with someone and I can tell this is bad. This is bad for her. It's going to be bad for her. And I don't say anything. Not because I don't care. I try to drop little hints. Mm-hmm. And what I do is instead of saying, you know, I noticed blah, 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 I'll ask questions so that I hope that it will provoke them to think about it. And I hope my voice echoes in their head later on. But, you know, it's hard. And then later on when they get their heart broken, unfortunately, like you said, sometimes we have to let them fall. Then they say to me, why didn't you say something? Like I did a red flags workshop a couple of weeks ago. And I explained to the women, when you are in love, you are on a high. It's the same high that you get out of cocaine or alcohol. It's just hormonal. You've got dopamine, which makes you feel good when you're doing something you like. Mm-hmm. You've got oxytocin, which is the attachment, clinging, cuddling hormone, right? You've got testosterone, right? Which makes you feel sexual and flirty and all that stuff. You've got all these amazing hormones. You got serotonin, which is the happy hormone. And when you're feeling like that, it's just like when you're high. Your ability to judge is off.
I want to take all those pills right now.
So when they say, why didn't you tell me? I said, because you didn't have the capacity to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
You were on a high and nothing I said was going to change it because you feel too good. That's when you're in the giddy phase and you're giggling and you can't sleep. You're like, oh my God, he's so cute. And you know, it's really hard to tell somebody that because then they feel like you're just not happy for me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want me to be happy.
Yes.
You know,
can't you just let me live? Not that way.
But I like to think as we get older, I hope we listen to each other a little bit better.
You know, I'd like to say that happens, but not. What are we talking about? You know, it depends on the subject. If it has to do with a relationship and it's a new relationship, girl, we could be 70 and we're still not going to listen to each other. We're in that moment. It is a young, hot boy and we are 72 years old. Judy, let me live. Like, it's never going to happen. I have a question for you, though, girl.
Okay, ask me.
I have a question. And this is a friend question, and I know you've heard this, and I know you've had these people in your life. So what do you, and I pose this to everybody, what do you think of that girl who says, yeah, I don't really hang out with a lot of girls. Like, I'm more of like that guy. I hang out with guys. Those are my friends. That's my group. Like, what do you think of guys' girls as opposed to girls who have girlfriends? And they say, I don't hang out with guys.
Well, I have a lot of male friends. Mm-hmm. Some of them I've been friends with since I'm 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still friends because of everything. We've grown up together. We've watched each other get married, get divorced, go through job changes. And you learn after a certain amount of time, this is a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
But when a woman says, I only have male friends, my mind kind of goes, but it doesn't bother me. Like, I understand that some of us just relate to certain people better.
Mm-hmm.
And some women relate to men better. Makes me question. Did they ever have a really good friend growing up? Mm-hmm. You know, is there something about other women that intimidate them perhaps? Or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's fun being the only female friend of being around the guys. You're the only girl.
Yeah.
You get protection. You get, you know, that feeling like you're different. You're special. I don't know. I'm not against it. What do you think?
I don't know. For me, it's a trigger. It's an odd thing, but it's a trigger because and it's not a female who has friends, like guy friends, it's fine. But a woman who declares, like I was at dinner, for instance, and something was going on, and one of the girls says, you see, this is why I don't hang out with girls. This is why all my friends are guys.
Okay, well, you know,
I was like, hold up. You know, for me, it's like, what does that say about you? Are you not a good girlfriend? Because you know, the thing about women is that to a degree we can smell each other. We can smell bull. We know, like, we have a very good sense of each other. So if you're just not a good girlfriend, you know, like, how do you not have friends that, like, a group of friends that are a solid group of friends, ride or die? Like, you can have different stages, be in different places in your life, but there's always that few that you always can rely on. How do you not have that? Women kind of naturally gravitate towards
Well, I think you need at least one good woman friend in your life. And you could use one good male friend in your life too, because sometimes you need the male's perspective. You know, years ago, I read the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And one of the things I learned is that when a woman has a problem, right? When she goes to you with a problem, if she goes to a woman, she says, for example, Sabrina, oh my God, I had such a horrible day. And Sabrina goes, well, what happened? I go, girl, let me tell you. Da-da-da-da. And you go, oh, really? Oh my God, that's so horrible. Oh, come here. And you give her a hug. You give me a hug, right? For women, that's what women need. Women need to know, I hear you and I feel you. Oh my God, come here. And then they need compassion, right? When a woman goes to a man with a problem, the man's immediate thing is, I'm going to solve this for you. So he doesn't care about the feelings. That's why sometimes when you try to tell your husband something, not you specifically, but in general, you try to tell your husband something and he goes, oh, you just need to do both. You're like, no, but you're not hearing me because you want him to go, oh, really? Oh, poor baby. Come here, mommy. You know? So that's the difference. So maybe there are some women who just want to get to the bottom line. They don't want all the, and sometimes when we are dramatic as women. We're very emotional creatures. We speak, what, 3 times more than men? Men use 10,000 words a day or something, and women use like 65,000 words a day. I believe it is.
Goodness.
So it just goes to show you how different they are. So maybe there are some women that just want to get to it. Just tell me yes or no. Should I do it or not?
Right.
What do you think? Boom. Maybe. And if you notice, like, because Sabrina and I were talking before the show, and we both talked about the fact that we're both huge fans of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So for a second, think about the women when they have a problem. It goes on and on for episode after episode after episode. The men have a problem. They have one conversation. Boom. They're playing pool together. They're having a drink together. Right? That's the difference. So maybe there are women out there like, I just don't want that complication. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, and
I'm playing devil's advocate
here.
That's
what you do. And that's the difference. And this is what a friend like Judy, I need a friend like Judy, because I'm the hothead. I'm like, really? Why? Why can't you be my friend?
I mean,
right away, I'm suspicious.
Yeah, you can feel offended. Like, you don't think I'm worthy of being your friend? I can be your friend.
I just think that I love women. I love my girlfriends. My girlfriends have pulled me through the toughest times in my life. They have lifted me. They have told me about myself when I needed it. You know, so I can't imagine having a life without girlfriends. So it just, you're playing devil's advocate, but that's what you are by nature, that person who sees both sides. And
I have male friends, I have female friends, I have straight friends, I have gay friends. I have Christian friends, I have atheist friends, I have Buddhist friends, Muslim friends.
There you go.
You know, connection is important to me.
You need to run for mayor.
No.
I got one for both of you.
Okay, give it to
me. What do you do when you feel like you're a better friend than your friends are to you? When is enough enough? Because that's something that I'm trying to learn now at this stage of my life, that sometimes I'm a better friend to people than I get in return. And it's like, I'm the one that's scratching my head.
Okay, I will say this to you. What is your intention of being that person's friend in the first place? If you genuinely believe you're a friend and you're being who you are, then keep being who you are. If you feel like it's not kind of an equal friendship, or you do way more for this other person than they do for you, then you have to ask yourself, number one, why are you allowing that behavior? And number two, what do you want? Because we teach people how to treat us. And as Sabrina was talking about earlier, you have to have boundaries. You have to let people know what you want. You can, you know, if you do it a nasty way, you're going to have a fight. Yeah. So you approach it in a comfortable, most loving way. And what I do a lot of times when I'm about to have a hard conversation with a friend is I say, I'm coming to you with love. This is like, I love you. I want you to know, no matter what, my intention of this conversation is so that we can work something out and be stronger for it, not to hurt you. Just know that, you know, and I, especially if I think it's going to turn into a fight, I let them know right away, I'm going to stay on the phone with you and I'm not hanging up until we fix this. And hopefully we get away with it without hurting each other we go away unscathed, you know, but sometimes it happens. You just have to ask yourself if you, you know, friendships usually work because the quality of the friendship is determined by if both people's needs are being met. So if you feel like with that person, you're not getting what you need in the friendship, then maybe they shouldn't be your friend. You know, there are friends too that you keep for certain things.
And that's where I was going
to go. There are certain friends that you go to the movies with and you crack up with. And there's some certain, I can't have, like, I'm a very spiritual person. Mm-hmm. I can't have spiritual conversations with all my friends. God, yep. They'll kill me. They'll shoot me. Yeah. Oh my God, Judy, you're killing me. You know, you're so boring. You're too intellectual for me. They start complaining. They say I'm corny.
Yeah.
I know which friends I can do what with.
Amen, elaborate. Amen, amen. And I think that that's something you learn with wisdom. Because I think when you're younger you don't have these life experiences, right away you're so quick to write off a friend. Not realizing that as you grow up, you don't grow. It's not so much that sometimes you grow apart. You're just going in different directions, a lot of things. And maybe you're just not the same people. I don't like to get rid of those friends. It's funny. Someone said, how do you have 25 friends that you've known for that long? But I don't get rid of them. What you do is, like, it's like a dress. You know what you can wear to go out. You know what you can wear to go to dinner. You know what you can wear to go to a movie. And those are the same friends. And you're right. I can't have a spiritual conversation. There are some friends that I know can't keep a secret for the life. It's just not in them. It's just not. And I can't be mad at you for just having a big mouth. But I love you. But if I have a problem and I want you to keep a secret, it's not going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go to the person that I know. She may have a different kind of approach. She may, but I know that she can keep a secret. And I know that that's the person. So you just kind of categorize those friends.
Yeah, different friends fit into different things in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that one friend that you can go to a comedy club and you could laugh all night. Mm-hmm. And then you have, you know, that friend that loves to shop, for example.
Mm-hmm. But they're not funny. You know, they're not like, they don't find anything.
Everyone's different. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a last question for you. What are your non-negotiables with friends? Like, I cannot be your friend if...
You are ungrateful. You have a sense of entitlement and you're rude. Rude and people who are not nice is a big problem for me. There's just no reason to ever be nasty in life. And I just don't like friends who are never grateful and anything you do, and they're taking advantage. It's a point where they're taking advantage of you, that is an absolute non-negotiable. Because those people are damaged. To me, it's just like you're broken and you're toxic.
But aren't we all broken?
Yes, you're right. But sometimes you have smaller pieces.
Sometimes you have little cracks and they have big cracks.
Yeah, girl, I can't put you back together. There's too many pieces. Sometimes, yes, when we are very broken, and I'm sure there's some friend out there going, Sabrina, you are a lot, sometimes yourself. So those are my non-negotiables.
Okay.
There's a few.
You know, I just want to let the listeners know too, that there are some friends out there who you love them and you do enjoy their company, but sometimes in their presence, they're a little bit too much to handle because they're... problems are so huge or their drama is so big and they end up sucking their energy from you.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend who I knew years ago who I loved. I used to be really close to. And I was going through a lot at the time. She was going through a lot of time. And I think our drama bonded us together. Mm-hmm. But then one day I got sick of it and I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And she stayed there. And so every time I hung out with her, it was the same. Oh God, this is happening to me. And this is how, and I just started realizing, like, oh my God, I've been friends with her for like 15 years and her story has never changed.
Oh.
And I still love her. It's just that I know when she comes over, I know that we're going to be together for 2 hours and that's it. Because
you give her a time limit?
She comes, well, I don't tell her you're going to be here for 2 hours,
that's
but that's
amazing.
About, I'm saying,
in your
you
head,
know,
you're like,
internally, that's what I can handle. So she'll come in and she'll tell me the same story she told me 15 years ago. That's my point. And I still love her because I do. I love her and I give her the advice that I can give her and I listen and I hug her and I comfort her because I love her. And I think everybody's redeemable. Everybody needs to be heard. You know, it's just that sometimes people don't know how to get out of their own way. And they hurt themselves over and over again because deep down they don't think they're worthy. That's the part of me that won't give up on them. Mm-hmm. I believe you're worthy. I'm going to stick by you. However, I will notice that when she would leave, she would be like, so it was so good to see you. Oh my God, I feel so good. We need to do this more often because every time I see you, I feel so much better. When I close the door, my head is pounding. I'm exhausted, you know, and sometimes friends will drain your energy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you can't love them anyway. I'm just saying that you for your own well-being too and your own sanity, sometimes you do have to have certain boundaries. Agree?
Absolutely.
When you know who you are and you end up being with a friend who makes you become someone else, that friend can be dangerous.
There it is.
Well spoken.
Yeah, amen. Yep.
And speaking of somebody who's dangerous, I'm so glad she's here to stay with us,
God,
Judy.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe Sabrina can help you with Poochie today.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Uh-oh, do I have to take off my hoops? Who's Poochie? Let me find out about Poochie.
Oh my God, Zuri, Sabrina from the Cover Girls is here. What's up, Mama? How you doing?
Hi.
Oh my God. Mama, you beautiful. I didn't even realize that. I mean, on stage, you look gorgeous with your like your mini skirts and your heels. Yo, how you be wearing those heels?
You know how a girl does, Poochie.
I love you and everything, and I think you're cool, and I love show me, you really, whatever. But here's the problem, right? Ooh. The problem is this, all right? Like, you said that the thing you don't like about friends is when they're not loyal. I just want to let you know, Mama, I'm your friend, all right? I'd be loyal to you all the way down. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, ride or die, like, to death do us part, you know? Not that I'm gay. I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, saying that, like I love you, you know? And I could be your friend. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I want to know what your problem is this week.
All right, look, I got a question, all right? This is serious. I want to know why is it, right, that every time I call my friend, right, all of a sudden they put me in the, like they send me directly like away, you know?
But do they text you instead of talk on the phone?
No. Like, they just ignore me, you know? They just, like, I could tell. Well, just because it automatically goes to voicemail, I could tell that they pressed that button, right? You know, what's the name of that button?
X.
Yeah, that button.
Decline.
Yo, nobody declines Poochie, right? Don't be declining me. I don't appreciate that. So what I want to know is, when they do that to me, what should I do? Huh? That's what I need to know.
Sabrina, you're the guest this week. Why don't you help Poochie?
Poochie.
Yeah, because Judy doesn't help me. Every week I ask her a freaking question and she don't answer me nothing.
Because what Judy likes to do is ask you the question back. So let me put on my best Judy. Well, what do you think you're doing to make them throw you into a voicemail?
I didn't do nothing. I'm innocent. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm a good friend. All right. You know, like if you're wearing something that you shouldn't be wearing, be like, what the hell is that? You got to take that off. We got to return that. You can bring it back to Rainbow. You can't be wearing that.
Poochie, are they asking for your opinion?
They're not asking for my opinion. But the problem is, right, if I'm your friend, I got to tell you the truth. I got to tell you like it is.
Poochie, do you only talk to them when you need something? And then when they call you, you're not at their disposal?
I don't need nothing.
Okay, but Poochie, if your friend said, I hate your rainbow dress.
Let me tell you, I love rainbow on Fordham Road. That's my favorite rainbow right there.
See, but I'm saying, if your friend came to you and said, Poochie, that dress that you think is cute just ain't cute.
I say you a hater because you just don't like, you know that I look better than you. That's it. But I love you. You know what I'm saying? I love you like I die for you, you know? So whatever. But I'm just going to wear my dress because I like it. It looks good on me. Besides, you know, I'm trying to get a boyfriend because nobody loves me. George Lamont turned me down. Oh. Pepito turned me down. Suave turned me down. And Herman from Wangkankama, whatever. Cualquiera cosa. Anyway.
Judy, you're the queen of freestyle. You've performed with the Cover Girls for how many years?
We actually had one show.
Woo, that was so fun.
Evelyn unfortunately got really sick. Do you remember?
Yes,
that was in Pennsylvania.
And we're not happy that Evelyn got sick and she was vomiting.
Well, she has some terrifying voice. That's what we have to preface this by saying. Her voice, it's like, it's mind-blowing.
I want people to understand. Go watch Cover Girls perform.
Yeah.
And listen to Evelyn sing. You just need to understand that Evelyn's voice is beyond. Mm-hmm. It is one of the, she's like the underdog of freestyle. She doesn't get enough credit. Just listen to her. Her range, her power, and she's a little tiny little thing.
I was just going
to
say, a tiny lady
she's
with
a
such
powerhouse.
A large voice. Yeah.
So anytime Evelyn wants to come here, and we could sing, I'm good with that.
You know, I've always wanted to sing with you, but your songs. So but you wound up, it was amazing. Wow,
that's cool.
She got on stage and covered because, thank you. Thank you a billion times because that was tough.
I covered for Evelyn because she had food poisoning that day. So I said to Sabrina, I know your songs. I mean, I could try to help you. She was like, yeah. And then they were trying to teach me the routine. I didn't do so well with that, but the vocals, I got the vocals.
You can move.
We had fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, and you saved us.
We had a good time.
That was probably a real treat for the audience, too.
It was. And that's the thing. It wasn't only like, you know, they wind up like loving it.
It shows that we're family.
Yes.
You know, it shows that we care about each other. And you know, I would have done it for anybody.
Okay, how about this? Can Judy sing Wishing on a Star and then I sing a Judy song?
So we're going to do like a little a cappella right now.
Sure.
Yeah, do it.
No pressure.
Do it. I know.
I feel it's time we should wake up, baby. I feel it's time for us to get back together. Make the best of things, oh baby, when we're together. Whoa, whoa. Whether or never.
Whoa. There it is. All
right. Now, what about a Judy Torres song?
Yeah, which one do you want me to sing? This is going to be fun.
Why not do No Reason to Cry?
Can I take out the words just in case? Do you know you're that person that's like, there's no reason for you to cry, so you want me around. Can dry my tears, my lonely fears, and I know tears of a clown. No, there's no reason for you to cry. And you know you see somebody in the
that's
audience.
That's what
going,
I do with Maria. Go tell your man, I got a plan. Someone understand that I can never be the type.
You got that far. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's great. So, Judy, why don't we go into Funk Boutique right now?
Let's do that.
Come on down to the funk boutique, try out a groove.
I want to say thank you so much to Sabrina Nieves for being here. You can follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Sabrina Sang. She's awesome. Sabrina, thank you so much. You know, friendship is something that every single person needs. Without it, we wouldn't get through the life's lows and we wouldn't be able to celebrate the life's highs. Be sure that you thank your friends today. Just tell them what they mean to you, because we very often don't get to hear that. So Sabrina, you mean a lot to me. Judy. And having you here means the world to me. Thank you so much for coming.
I admire you so much. And I am grateful that you've embraced me so easily. And your friendship was just an easy friendship.
Aww.
So thank you. Thank you. And we really are friends, y'all.
We are.
It's not like a podcast friend. Like, we're really friends.
Thank you guys so much. Remember, hug your friends. And remember, there's always no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook page or visit www.judytorreslifecoach.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching, as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of Beautiful Life with Judy Torres, please feel free to write Judy Torres Life Coach at gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.